I heard something. Noise. A rattling noise. Someone or something was... perhaps I had... Where was I? Okay, the machine shed. And perhaps I had closed my eyes just for a... rested my eyes just for a second or two. And there was a coon in a cage, only a matter of feet in front of me. And I leaped to my feet and prepared to unleash a very loud... Better not bark or we'd have everyone on the ranch up there. Okay, it was all coming back to me. I'd been conducting an orientation session with Eddie, Yehudi, the coon, and he'd fallen asleep in the middle of it. Not so good. Then I had fallen, rested my eyes for a moment or two, and now the coon was wide awake. And what was he doing? Well, let's deal with the facts as they presented themselves. He was pacing around the cage. Every so often, he would stop, stand up on his back legs, and run his hands over the wire. And did I mention that he was talking to himself? Yes, although muttering might be a better description. He was muttering to himself, and he didn't seem particularly bothered by my presence. He didn't even seem to notice that I was there. That was odd. Only hours before, he had bristled up and made those weird sounds, and now he seemed totally preoccupied with whatever it was that he was doing, pacing and feeling out the cage. I lifted my ears to Max G, maximum gathering mode, if you're keeping up with the technical language, and tried to pick up what he was saying. Here's what I heard.
There's a hole in the wire. I know there's a hole. There's always a hole. Where's the hole? Here? No. Here? No. Keep looking. Over here? No. Up here? No. Okay, keep looking. I know there's a hole. Gotta be a hole.
Aha, so that was it. The little rascal was trying to get out of the cage. I took this opportunity to clear my throat. And you might say, declare my presence on the scenery. He stopped what he was doing and stared at me.
Oh, how's it going? Thought you were asleep.
And he resumed his business. No, I wasn't asleep. I never sleep on the job. Never.
I hear that. Me too. Can't sleep at night. Moon comes out, I gotta go. Moonlight madness.
I watched him for a moment or two. He had located the door of the cage, and now he ran his eyes over its outline. You're a busy little fellow, aren't you?
Huh?
I say you're very busy in there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, busy.
Excuse me for asking, but do you know who I am?
You? Let's see. The dog. The ranch dog. Can't remember the name. Starts with an H. Harry? No. Harvey? No. Tell me.
Hank. Hank the cow dog. He grabbed the cage door with both hands and rattled it.
Sure. Hank. Can't remember names.
And did I mention that I am head of ranch security?
Maybe so. We growled earlier, right?
That's correct. We spent quite some time growling at each other. We were just, well, getting acquainted, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, right. You're okay.
Thanks. But I get the feeling that you're not as impressed with my title as you ought to be.
Yeah?
That's correct. See, one of the major points of the orientation session, which you slept through, was that this ranch has a security division.
Yeah. Couldn't stay awake. 9 o'clock and I'm zonked. Midnight? Wide awake. Can't sleep.
We have a security division, and I happen to be in charge of it. Thus, the title, Head of Ranch Security.
Right. Guard dog, bark, stuff like that.
Well, guarding and barking are only two of the many things we do. I guess the point I'm trying to impress on you is that... how shall I say this? I run this ranch.
Nice ranch.
Thanks. And very little happens here without my knowledge and consent.
Nice trees.
Yes. I grew most of those myself. Anyway, I just wanted you to know from the very beginning who does what around here and how things operate.
Gotcha.
You'll be much happier if you start off on the right foot.
Yeah.
And don't rock the boat, if you know what I mean.
Got it.
During this conversation, he had continued to run his busy little hands over the cage door. It left me with the feeling that he wasn't paying as much attention to me as he should. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I hope I'm not disturbing you. You seem to be distracted with other things. Maybe I should come back another time when I can fit into your busy schedule.
Whatever, no problem.
Yes, well, maybe I should stop bleeding around the bush and come right to the point. You see, one of my jobs as head of ranch security would be to notify the proper authorities if you happen to break out of your cage. A course of action which you seem to be exploring, even as we speak. At last, his hands stopped moving. He stared at me.
Breakout? Not me. Just nerves.
Are you saying that you're not trying to bust out of your cage? That busy hands are just part of the normal behavior for a raccoon?
Right. Hyper at night. Can't sit still. Go, go, go.
Okay, well, that sounds better. I mean, I've got nothing against you, Eddie, but if I thought you were trying to bust out of your cage, I would be obligated to report it.
Sure.
Nothing personal, but I've sworn an oath to this ranch, and I've got a job to do. I'm sure you can understand that.
You bet. It's an elevator.
Huh? He threw a glance over both shoulders and motioned for me to come closer. I did.
It's an elevator.
What's an elevator?
This cage. It goes up and down.
I stared into his little black eyes. They seemed honest and sincere, and yet... Wait a minute. You're telling me that this cage is actually an elevator?
Shh! Nobody knows. Just you and me.
An elevator? I chuckled and walked a few steps away. I don't think so, Eddie. You must be thinking of some other cage. See, I was around this afternoon when Slim and Loper pulled this thing out of the weeds. It wasn't an elevator then, and I would find it very hard to believe that it's one now. Sorry.
Psst.
He used his fingers to give me the come here signal. Well, I couldn't see any harm, and there was no way he was going to change my mind on this deal, so I went back to the cage. If he had time to talk, I had time to listen. He was a pretty interesting guy, actually, and he had sort of sparked my curiosity. I put my ear up to the cage.
I can prove it.
Oh, really? Well, that's a little hard for me to believe. You're saying that you can prove to me that this thing is an elevator?
Right.
Well, proof is proof, I always say. But I must warn you that I'm a pretty hard case. It's come from my years in security work. I mean, if it doesn't stand up to the rigorous scientific testing methods we're accustomed to, it just won't fly.
Get in.
Huh?
Get in. I'll show you.
Me? Get in there? Well, the door's locked, pal.
Simple. Undo the latch.
Undo the... I hadn't thought of that. I mean, it hadn't occurred to me. But yes, there was a latch on the outside of the cage door, and yes, it did appear to be a simple device that could be moved with a paw or a nose. Well, why not? I still didn't think he could prove his case, but I saw no harm in... I nudged the latch with my left paw. Eddie opened the door and motioned me inside. Okay. I crawled into the cage, which was pretty small for my huge, enormous body, and... Do you think I'm gonna tell you what happened next? No, thanks. It wasn't funny. It's none of your business anyway. Just forget the whole thing. Sorry I brought it up. Go away.